Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to clear the air? Need to get something off your chest? Go on, try it. You want to feel the heat as it comes out of your mouth. I regret moving in with my lazy, unemployed boyfriend. No one cares that your kid made the honor roll.
I, for the life of me, can't believe Odyssey Management gave these two clowns their own show.
There. I said it.
Now, doesn't that feel better?
BXY Mornings with Moose and Breezy present
There I Said
on
It
on the number one hip music station, 98 BXY.
Time to clear the air. 585-252-9800. We love when you're part of the show.
We do. We're obsessed.
People are unhinged this morning.
Oh, God. Mimi's here.
What?
Mimi's here.
Oh, hi, Mimi.
Mimi.
What's
Mimi,
up?
Mimi.
Thanks for...
Idiot. Early morning group texts with more than three people are the work of the devil. I said it.
Yeah, no kidding. Nobody needs all that.
Babe, I just opened my eyes. I don't know or care what's going on with you and 10 of your closest friends.
It's too much.
What's up,
Janelle? Can we please bring back grown men hitting on women out in public? Whatever happened to men doing this? It's still the most attractive thing a guy can do when it comes to modern dating. There, I said it. The last time I hit on a woman, it backfired. So we're in aisle 7 at Wegmans, and I had the two toothbrushes, and I said, excuse me.
I remember this.
What color toothbrush would you like to see me brushing my teeth with in the morning? And she replied with, eh.
She goes, I'm calling the cops. So.
You got to shoot your shot. You know what I mean?
Was she... cute?
Well, what do you think I was doing? Walking up to any stranger
listen,
in the aisle?
Listen, Linda. Okay, you could have been just trying it on anyone to see if like the material worked and then went and executed.
I think it would have worked with the right individual because it was very clever.
He goes, I've been writing that pickup line for 3 years.
I was waiting for the perfect moment to pull it out of my pocket and it bombed. She's like, oh, security. What's up, Natalie? Oh, wow. I'm totally going to have sex with that guy with the loud exhaust. Said, no woman ever. Period. You people are so cringe. There, I said it.
Me just trying to enjoy a nice beverage at half pint. All of a sudden, this man with a small pee-pee's revving his engine. I'm like, what are we doing here?
This is absolutely my favorite South Park clip ever.
Hey, nobody here is really paying attention to us.
That's weird. Oh yeah, that's better.
I'll go a step further and say you are probably one of the most insecure men if you do this because you really desperately need attention. And it's sad.
Okay, yes, we see you. We know you're there. Thank you so much.
And we think you're really annoying and we don't want to talk to you or be your friend. This person says, walking barefoot in a gym locker room is absolutely disgusting and nasty. There, I said it. Oh my God, chill.
I do it all the time.
Chill.
I do it all the time.
People are so oversensitive about food and safety and footfall. Like, it's going to be fine. You're going to be fine. Actually, I'll take it a step further. This will be my there. I said it for today. If you constantly are worried about something, I truly believe in my heart and soul that you are propelling that energy into your life and you are. It's more likely to happen to you. There, I said it.
The law of attraction.
Law of attraction. And that's how, listen, that's how I kind of weaned off of the whole death complex because my mom told me, she's like, if you keep thinking about death and everyone dying around
you, it's going to catch up to you.
It's going to come true.
It's going to catch up to you.
So I was like, I'm done.
You become what you think about the most, okay? It's rule 101. Kyle says, anyone else think that raisins are the best part of trail mix? They are. There, I said it. I agree. I think they are.
I don't
love trail mix.
I don't agree. Oopsies.
Who's this? Lyle says, hi, Queens.
Hey, Lyle.
Hi, Queens. Moose and Breezy, I love you. I want you both to come out to my friend's birthday this weekend. Happy hour at Porn Joy. And then we're going to Daily Refresher.
Wait, what day? I'm busy
Friday
and Saturday. But if it's Sunday, I can come. Actually, no, I can't.
You know what? Let us check if we have any gift cards, Lyle. Because honestly, we're on a budget right now. We're on a budget. We're trying to live the high life on a budget.
No, literally.
Mine for today is if you have a full cart of groceries and you can't let the person behind you cut in front of you who has one item like a pack of gum, you got to be one of the most inconsiderate people that I've ever met there. I said
it. But like, you don't need to.
You should. It's the right thing to do.
I don't know.
There's a woman yesterday in line, full groceries to the brim. And I get it. You've been standing there. You have a right to pay. But there's an old little lady behind her with just a gallon of milk. Let her cut you so she can get out of there. So you're going to make her sit and wait so you can go through your coupons and then empty that entire cart in the bags? That's so inconsiderate.
I don't know.
I know you don't. I know.
I'll take it one step further because I was watching Chimp Crazy. If you have a very bizarre and unhealthy infatuation with animals, you need a psych eval and there's something mentally wrong with you. There, I said it. A woman was breastfeeding a chimp.
I know. I saw. I saw. I was like, there's got to be a website just for that alone. You know what I mean?
And I'm sure you visited.
Look who's here.
Big Ed.
Big Ed. Sup, guys? It's Big Ed. You guys have me cracking up this morning. What's he going? Oh, God. He's doing another joke here. I could feel it. I hate my job. All I do is crush cans all day. It's so depressing. It's good. It was good.
That's hilarious.
That's not too bad. Hey, I got one for you, Big Ed. So a guy is getting a rectal exam, and he said to the doctor, geez, the least you could do is take off your ring. And then the doctor replied, that's my watch. I think my work here is done. I'll be here all morning. Try
Thank
the veal.
Thank you.
Here's an idea.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.